That's Asia on Geffen Records, I think. And it's being distributed by CBS. And Asia, and a track called... I said a track called again, didn't I? It's a disease these DJs catch, you know. You go through a phase of saying a track called this, and a track called that. It soon wears off, though. I'm sure it does. That's only time can tell. I nearly said it, but I didn't. And I was playing that one for KDA Radio, because last week, I believe I mentioned... that we were the only station in stereo and on FM, when of course there is a station on FM called KDA Radio. I'm not going to mention any more. Got too many plugs already. Yes, this is the station, a little bit of it. Here, here you go.
Quite a lot, actually. Yeah, I must admit. Oh, dear me. Hang on, listeners, just before we go any further. Now, Mike has got a few problems tonight. You probably know the weather is very, very... Well, the wind is very, very strong. I must admit, our aerial's blowing around like mad tonight, but I've got it sort of fixed down so the tip of it can blow in the wind as much as it likes, but it doesn't cause any crackle at all. Right. Mike, tune in tonight. Oh, I'll tell you what, Mike. Put a record on.
So there you go, there's another station on FM. That's it, a little bit of it there. It's Generation X featuring the marvellous Billy Idol on lead vocals and Into the Valley of the Dolls. And a record released on white vinyl in its early days. Yes, I was young then, you know. Into the Valley of the Dolls, a song I believe is about communism. So I read down here. May I just mention that we are a non-political radio station. We support no political movements whatsoever. Apart from the movement for free radio, of course. Which is a growing movement. Both on Merseyside and in the United Kingdom. And we sort of readily support that. That's not the only thing we do support, really. Good free radio stations, and there's not many of them. Gonna play a sort of Paul McCartney record and a Beatles record, because I'm sort of into that sort of music at the moment. And this is a track from an album called London Town. This is With a Little Luck. And now for this one, I should be playing the Beatles from a track, or a track from the album called Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band. So if you're a Beatles fan, stay tuned for that, won't you?
With a little luck, we can help it out. We can make this whole damn thing work out. With a little love, we can lay it down. Can't you feel a town exploding? There is no end to what we can do together.
Apologies to Ray in here, but something wrong with that record, so what we'll do is play you some music and we'll return you to the normal programming of the record as soon as we can, okay? I don't know what's actually wrong with that one. It seems a little bit low on the levels, but never mind. We'll play you an excellent track from 1977. It's a band called Space. An excellent instrumental, it's Magic Fly. We've lost the Beatles for today. Play some Beatles next week, or the week after, not on next week I don't think, because of the Christmas holidays. So I'll play you some Beatles records when we come back in the new year. But for this morning's program, I think we've lost them. The quality's too bad to play, all scratched copies you see. The levels sound funny in my headphones for some reason, don't know why. I think that's a bit better, isn't it? Yes. So what I'm going to do now is play you two records, obviously. One's from a guy called Iggy Pop, who I believe is on the tube with those females and things, which is on Friday nights. A load of rubbish it is, don't watch it. And especially that female one called Paula Yates, yes. Yes. If that's what you can call her. She wasn't born, she was created, yes. Anyway, a guy that was on the tube on Friday called Iggy Pop, and I believe he wasn't too good, so I was told, but it's one of his greatest ones, from a classic LP called Lust for Life. Now, I think this track is the only reason why people buy the LP. Very sad, of course, I know it is. This is The Passenger. Good morning to you if you've just woken up. It's a bit late, you know, it's after 12, yes. Track, ain't it? Yes. That's Iggy Pop from 1970. I'm not too sure about that one either. I'll check. Again, it's 1977. Must have been a year of good music that year. An LP called Lust for Life is from Iggy Pop. It's on RCA Records. And if you want to buy it, that's the label to buy it on. And I don't think you can get a single of that record anymore. I'll say it in English now. I don't think you can get a single of that record anymore. That's The Passenger. But I could be wrong, you know. Pop down to your old local record shop. Try Probe in Liverpool. They usually have a stock of good records like that one. Rather a good one. And that's sort of a pity that I missed them on the tube. But I try not to watch that program. It's rather pathetic, to say the least. I just cannot stand that Paula Yates. Blech.
I'm singing love.
Anyway, record now for Jill. Yes, that's Jill. All these revelations I need. It's terrible. I'm not going to tell you what I'm talking about. So I don't really care. Anyway, here's one for Jill, David Bowie, and it's called Queen Bitch. Oh, yes. It'll start in a minute, honest. Yes, it will. Come on. Here it is. On RCA Records as well, we're getting the money, this company, you know. We play a lot of their records.
Oh, yeah. I'm up on the 11th floor and I'm watching the cruisers below. Down on the street and dry heart, the forces to flow. Oh, my heart's in the basement, my weekend's at an all-time low. The star, so I can't see her letting him go. Walk out of her heart, walk out of her mind. Unlock her, she's so squishy in a satin tan. In her frock coat, a liberty bobby hat. Oh God, I could do better than that. Oh yeah. She's an old-time ambassador.
Pirate Radio. This program has been approved by the government and strained through a muslin bag. It's been dolbied, filtered, compressed,
and put to a machine that makes it sound like $1 million.
You are listening to Merseyside's very own AM and FM radio station, broadcasting on 241 meters medium wave, 1242 kilohertz, and also 97.6 FM in stereo.
Kids, this is your old friend Fozzie Bear, reminding you that it's nearly contest time.
Are you man enough to face up to a cuddly contest?
It's nearly contest time.
Right, I'm playing that one because it's part of the competition this week, which I'll be running for about 2 to 3 weeks, maybe 2 weeks, right into the new year. And it concerns the Human League. It's two questions. And for radio, what do you expect? Yes, the prize is a radio. Yes, a transistor radio. Yes, it's broke the bishop, honestly. But a radio has come into my possession. I'm not going to say where I got it from, but I'll be giving it away as a prize. And are we asking two questions? Yes, and they're not too hard, no. The first question, if you're interested, is I want the full lineup of the Human League, but I'll give you the questions right at the end of the show together, but I'll give you them sort of on spacious sort of moments in between the records, if you see what I mean. You probably don't. probably baffled. Well, I got your letters in this hour. Right up to 2 o'clock. And also, for the winner of last week's competition, we've got to give a prize away. Anyway, as the Commodores send Too Hot to Trot. And Too Hot to Trot. It's letter time now, yeah. So letter says, dear sexy Steve, there's from a girl still in Pensby, she says, but she won't give me the address because she's scared of Andy Davis going around and doing things, yes. That's what it says down here, honest. It says, dear sexy Steve, well, yes, I'm back again. I can tell you, you're very excited about this, can't you? Hey, don't make, doesn't make sense. But the next saga in the life of Andy Davis, she reckons it's the same colour as Andy Davis' shirt. But it's sort of pink. I shan't say things about that, no. I'll get sacked otherwise.
Wear my heart on the sea. I'm not afraid. Say what I mean what I say. Set myself up. Let myself dance. I made it through. Spread
it. Just before I play Darryl Hall. Sorry, Darryl Hall. It's, I forgot who it is anyway, it's called Heart on My Sleeve. It's 1:10 and if Andy Davis is listening, yes Andy, we've lost the 2 o'clock Lynx jingle. So if you could very hurriedly bring the 2 o'clock Lynx jingle along with you, we'd be very much grateful. That's the 2 o'clock Lynx jingle. Okay, sorry for breaking in the record, I'll let you enjoy it now. I'll probably remember what it's called before the end.
On my sleeve.
hot on the seat.
Now, as I'm sort of glancing through Randy Sandy's letter, she says that she was very upset last week. Randy Davis didn't answer her question. Sob, sob, she says. Also, she says she's heard some very, very nasty rumours about a certain person who shall remain nameless, Andy Davis. I didn't even know he did such things. Hey, I'm not going to read any more of this, honest. It's, right, that's it, Randy. I'm not going to read no more of that letter. It's going too far down, honestly it is. It's half a riding anyway. And I can't play your record for you because I haven't got the top 40 with me, you see. So I shall ask Andy Davis to play one for you. In his programme at 2 o'clock. Because you wanted raw silk, you see, and do it to the music. But everyone's playing charm music on this station, so I thought I'd break the monotony by playing some decent records in between. So top of writings, Randy Sandy, she's always got the competition answer right, so you go in the hat. You may win, you may not. Stay tuned, won't you? I'll play this next record especially for you. Especially for you. It's Cool and the Gang. It's called Ladies' Night. Taken from the album also. All the same name, Ladies' Night. After this one, it's a letter from Mandy. From Nocturum somewhere, yes. I hope your little brain consumed that one, Randy Sandy. And wherever else consumed it as well. Your ear holes I'm talking about. That's Ladies Night from Cool and the Gang. Big improvement on the latest one, which is absolute trash. Ladies Night. Now, a letter from Mandy. That's Mandy. Dearest Bish, it says, thanks for reading my letter out on your show last week. And she wants to know what I'm buying her for Christmas. Dear me, I'm not made of money, you know. All this time we to buy an LP for the winner this week. She also got the competition right, and she wants some obscure records which I never heard of before. One called Uncertain Smile by The There, never heard of them. Let Me Go by Heaven 17, never heard of that. And Fun City by Mark and the Mambas. I know that's a guy, well, I don't know, I think it's something to do with Soft Shell or something like that. She also says, I hope you treasure all my letters, because one day she's going to be famous. Yes, indeed. And P.S., she says, Alan Bleasdale lives in my gran's old house. Very, very interesting letter from Mandy. Ta for writing, Mand, and I hope you write again very, very soon, okay? Right, what time's it now? Time for The Pretenders and a record called,
For you to stop, stop it.
I miscued that record, don't laugh. Pretenders, and a big one from the first LP. That stop all your sobbing, or stop sobbing, especially for Mandy, who's also entered the competition, and I'll be putting you in the hat with the rest of the people that have got the competition answer right, yes, a little bit later on, alright. Right, a letter now. Time for another letter. Yes, all these letters this week. It's terrible, isn't it? Yes, I take Russell through all my mail. I like getting letters. Honest to do. Honest, right. Let me sort of lift that record off the deck there. Right, here we go. A letter from Christine Dorr from Langdale Road, Liverpool. It says, name for the station, Suave Radio. Why is that? Dear Steve Bishop. Hi, it's the one and only lunatic Christine Dorr, pronounced Dorr. Right, you know that letter that you got last week? Well, it was for Roy Norrie's late-night Merseyside programme. Never heard of it. Don't call me anything rude, she says. Right, she says, say hello to a friend, Samantha Critchley, who also writes the radio stations as well. Nice hobby that, you know. It's very sort of nice. Yes, and she says, I heard that rude song about, yes, right, we shan't mention that. Also, she mentioned things about dirty jokes, which I said on the radio station. And she wants me to say happy birthday to you, which I've done. So happy birthday to you. Lots of smacking, passionate and tender kisses from Christine Dorr. P.S. Say hello to Martha Williams. P.P.S. I'll write next week. Ta-da! Okay, it's all for writing. Christine, I hope to hear from you next week again. Okay. I'm not too sure if we're going to be on next week, but if not, I'll hope to hear from you in the new year. Your name will be going into the hat, as well as the rest for the competition, which I'll be drawing in about 2 records' time, okay? As a track from the album Songs in the Key of Life, it's Stevie Wonder, and it's called I Wish. Even though we sometimes would not get a thing. wonder. I've just been reading through Ursula's letter this week. If I catch the person who's been spreading rumours, I should be kicking his head in. Indeed I will be. That's Steve Wonder, or Stevie Wonder, from the album Songs in the Key of Life, and I wish, going out especially for Christine Dorr. Yes, nice name there. And I think I've written back to you, actually. So you might get a letter from me. Yes, very lucky, aren't you? Right, onto this letter from Ursula, which has shocked me. Yes, disgusting letter. And I'm going to read it. Honestly, I am. It says, I'll read little bits of it anyway. She reckons she's heard some rumours that I've shaved my eyebrows off, yes. Well, yes, I might have done, but then again, I might not. These rumours. Ask a certain person about that, she says, right. You tried to get Andy drunk on the last DBC broadcast, didn't you? Was it just me, you know? And it sounded like it. I'm not going to read the next bit. No. And, Sandra Green has told her that I'm that way inclined. Who the hell's Sandra Green? But she didn't need her to tell her that. Yes. Pretty nice complimentary letter. Yes. Anyway, it says hugs and kisses. They're not in the bad books anyway. That's from Ursula. Right. Dear me. This one's for you from Spandau Ballet. From the album called Reformination or something you heard, eh? This is called Muscle Band. Record. That's Spandau Ballet, never liked them. Apart from the first record they released, which was quite good. And I was going out for Ursula, who lives quite close. Yes, indeed. I should write back to you on those matters in that letter, yes. Naughty, naughty things they were, indeed. And once again, wait till I catch the person who's been spreading rumours. Anyway, let me remind you, you're tuned to the Steve Bishop Show. And if you'd like to write to me, I can give you the mailing address for at least an hour. Then I'll give you a mention on Sunday between 12 o'clock and 2. So you like a mention on my programme, just drop me a line at number 3 Palm Grove. That's Claughton, Birkenhead on Merseyside. That's number 3 Palm Grove, Croughton, Birkenhead on Merseyside. Remember, I want to hear from you, especially over the competition which I'll be doing for this week, and right on into the new year. 2 weeks I'll be running it for. Well, something like that. I say something like that an awful lot, don't I? I'm getting rather tired, you know. Right, I'll be doing a competition. I'm not too sure when, but I'll be picking out the answers for last week's competition in just a moment, after Depeche Mode, they're shouting about something, and it's called Shout. So after this, the competition answers of last week, or the competition answer. And then the person that's won the prize. Gotta give away an album. Suppose I better do it, I suppose. Right, stand by, you lucky people, it could be you after this one. Don't forget you tune to 97.6 in Sewer Stereo, and also 241 at 1242 kHz. That's for our sponsors, that one. Yes. And also it's over the people that can't find us. What am I talking about? Absolute rubbish, as usual. Depeche Mode in the B-side of New Life. That's entitled Shout. Now while that record was playing, I was hurriedly running around the studio, getting all your letters together. And I've got them all sort of together now. Yeah, it's got them together. And what I'm going to do is going to pick out the winner of the competition. You may remember last week on the program, I ran a competition for the correct spelling of pizza. Okay? And the correct spelling of it, of course, is P-I-Z-Z-A. And I'm going to rustle through these letters now and pick out the winner. I'm closing my eyes. Right, here we go. Right, my eyes are closed. I've got one letter. Who's it to be? Oh! Right, I've got a winner. And she spelt it right. It's a lady, yes. Shall I tell you now, or after the next record? I'll let you sweat, eh? After the next record, you shall find out who's won last week's competition. And this indeed is the next record from Cool and the Gang. And a lovely record called Too Hot. Indeed. I shall play this one for the winner, okay? Right, I know she liked this one. That's a clue who too she is, you see.
At 17 we fell in love. High school sweetheart, love was so brand new. We took the vows of man and wife, forever for life.
I remember how we made our way. A little patience, the times we prayed. And imagine that this love is through. Feeling the pain, girl, when you lose. Oh, it's too hot. Too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter. Gotta run for shade. It's too hot. Too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger. What a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love. Oh, my love. We never took the time to stop and feel the need. Funny how those years go by, changing you, changing me. I remember love fever in our heart, girl, and in our mind. And imagine that this love is true. Girl, when you lose. Oh, too hot, lady. Gotta run for shelter, gotta run for shade. It's too hot, lady. Gotta cool this anger, what a mess we made. So long ago, you were my love.
Okay, time for the answer. I'm going to give it, we've got the answer, haven't you? I'm going to give you the winner now. Yes, there'll be, oh, excitement across the country as they find out who it is. I'm sure there will be. Especially in this certain household. Right, you ready for it? Here we go. The winner of the competition this week to win a 12-inch single. I know I said it was an LP, but I've got mean. I decided to give you the 12-inch single of a disco record, so there you go. And you should be getting it around about next Tuesday, I hope. I may even drop it off personally, yes. One of my 12 inches, why not? Right. And the winner is Christine Dorr of Liverpool 15. You've won the competition on my programme. No one ever usually wins my competitions, there you go. So you get a 12-inch single of Vicky D's, This Beat Is Mine, there you go. Not too bad, I'll play it later on if you don't know what it is. That's if I've got the time, of course. I might play it after the next record. I will, in fact.
It's too hot.
Right, that's the winner, Christine Dorr of Liverpool 15. Right, thanks everybody else who entered the competition. And I hope you'll enter the next one, which I'm going to give you the first part of now, okay? Right, next week's competition, or the week after, or wherever it is I want every member of the Human League, everyone's name in the band, okay? So if you know that, write it down on a piece of paper and send it off to me. That's only the first part of the question. The second part of the question is... Well, I'll tell you it in a moment, okay? After this record from Paul McCartney, from the album Tug of War, it's called Take It Away. McCartney, the album Tug of War, and that's Take It Away. One of the best LPs of this year, And one of the best singles as well, in my opinion anyway. Probably nobody else's opinion. The other album that LP I like is called Ebony and Ivory. You may remember that one. Right, once again, getting back to the winner of the competition, Christine Dore. I shall play your record in just a moment. But as for the next competition on the programme, I want all the current members of the Human League. And also, I want the members of the old Human League. There you go. I want the original members of the Human League on one piece of paper, and the current members of the Human League on another piece of paper. If you know it, jot it down on a piece of paper, send it off to the address of number 3 Palm Grove, Clawton Birkenhead on Merseyside, the Stephen Bishop competition, in which I'm giving away a radio which fell off the back of a lorry. Yeah. No, honestly, it's straight up, honestly. Yes, right. So you want yourself a radio. Yes, it's brand new, it's still in the box, yeah. And it's a unisonic solid-state radio, yeah. Works off a 9-volt battery, so I believe. So that's the prize, and honestly, that is the prize, okay? So if you like to enter the competition, the address is number 3 Palm Grove, Clawton Birkenhead on Merseyside. Once again, the comp is... I want the current members of the Human League, the old members of the Human League, and on two separate bits of paper. All right. It's very easy, really, isn't it? Yes. And then jot it down on a piece of paper, in a letter, a postcard, anything at all, what you find convenient. You've got till the new year to enter it anyway. And the address is number 3, Palm Grove, Clawton Birkenhead on Merseyside. This next record is the record that Christine Dore has won, and I shall be delivering it on Tuesday, maybe personally to you, because I'll be in Liverpool on business then, you see, so I may deliver it to you myself, but then again, I might not, I might post it. Anyway, there's the record you've won from Vicky D, and it's a 12-inch version of the disco classic on Sam Records. It's called This Beat Is Mine. Christine, that's the record you've won. That's Christine Dore, no relation of mine, I promise you. And she lives in Liverpool 15. And she won that one from Vicky D on a 12-inch as well. It's got a picture sleeve. Aren't you lucky? As I said before, that record, I may deliver it personally to you. If I cannot do that, then I have to send it by post, unfortunately. But I'll be in Liverpool on Tuesday. So So if I can find your house, I shall deliver it to you. It's been Liverpool on important business. Indeed. Once again, if you'd like to enter the competition for next week, the week after that, and the address is number 3 Palm Grove, Clawton Birkenhead on Merseyside, but I will be running that competition a little bit later on into the future. For about 2 weeks anyway, so give everybody a fair chance at winning the radio. And as I said before, I'm not too sure what's happening next week. Yeah, I don't think we're on. I don't think so at all. Because it's Christmas Sunday. And it's a time to spend with your families, isn't it? And all that stuff. Soppy Christmas, yeah. It's a nice time, I suppose. Anyway. I'm not too sure whether we will be on next Sunday, but, we'll have to see the management about that one. There'll be discussions about it. I don't think we will be, it's very, very unlikely. Anyway, let's continue with the music, and if we're not back next Sunday, it should be the Sunday after. I think. Let's move on now to some music from a lady I played a little bit earlier on in the last hour. And that's a lady called Tina Marie. And this track, particular track I'm going to play now, is called Square Biz. Well, I should play this one for Kevin Hall. He's probably driving home now from his excellent program that was on this morning between 11 and 12. Don't forget, he's on this afternoon as well. I think between 3 o'clock and 4. That's Kevin Hall. This afternoon. Don't miss that, will you? From the Motown label yet again, that was the featured label in today's programme. Well, today's programme, I should say. Motown, and that was a track from Tina Marie called Square Biz. Quite nice, that one, wasn't it? Have I said that once before today? I think I have said quite nice. Indeed. It's catching, you know. There's a record on a record label that I never heard of before called Scotty Brothers. And it was Survivor's follow-up to Eye of the Tiger that never even entered the top 40, never mind. It's called American Heartbeat. Did a lot in America, but nothing over here. It's always the same old story, isn't it? Never mind. I said never mind too much today as well. Oh, it's me jaw, you know. It's sort of seizing up with the cold weather. That's what it is. I'll use any excuse, you know. Anyway, hope you enjoyed this one. And I'll see you the other side of it with some more staggering information. Tell you one thing, you know, you can tell when Andy Davis has arrived. It tends to get hotter and hotter. I can't explain it, but it just does. He's very fond of warmth, you see. That was Survivor, a band from America, and from the album Eye of the Tiger. American Heartbeat, the single never did anything at all. In the way of a top 40 success in Britain, but I don't suppose it really matters anyway, does it? No. American Heartbeat! The American Heartbeat! The American... I wonder if the Scotty Brothers is an American label. I thought it was a pack of handkerchiefs. Obviously wrong. The next record I'll play for Julie Truman. Yes, indeed. And she is separate from Jill Truman, indeed. I believe some people have been sort of putting together in certain letters, but I shan't mention them. There's another Motown track. Yeah. I did say they were a featured track artists and things and labels and stuff on the programme today. So I thought I was going to play a lot of Motown records. Sort of Waffling Bishop. Play the record. Diana Ross. And no one gets the prize.
Yeah.
Julie, that's Diana Ross, Julie Truman. I know she likes Diana Ross. That's one cool. No one gets the prize. But honestly, I will send you prizes out if you do enter my competitions and win. And as mentioned before, I will be delivering a prize to Christine Dorr, who's won our competition this week. She's very lucky, you know. Very, very lucky indeed. I'm sure I'm going to be fried in the studio here, or boiled or something like that. The heat is incredible. Before I was moaning about the freezing cold, now I'm moaning about the heat. But I bet it's freezing outside, isn't it? Oh. Snow, ice, everything today. I can believe it. Horrible stuff. Ugh. There's a record I played a lot on another radio station about 12 months ago. At about 7 o'clock in the evening. When then I had a new wave program of types anyway. This is from an album called Toya, Toya, Toya. She's live in concert on this one. And this is called IEA, or IER, or something like this. It's rather good and rather raunchy. And it's especially for all you punk rockers and females with tight-legged leather jeans and... it's hot enough in here. Talking to myself then, because the microphone wasn't working, dear me. Anyway, that's Toya from an album called Toya, 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 and a track called IE, yeah, yes indeed it is. Well, it's almost time for me to go. Yes, I've got to go and do other things. So, time for listening to the programme. I hope to see you in next week, maybe. I don't know, next Sunday, if we plan to do something. I'm not sure we are or not. I think we are. So, have a tune around next Sunday on 241. And we may be here around about 12 o'clock, okay? For limited hours as usual, though. And also, in the new year, back on the air again. So, until I see you then, or this evening, I wish you a very good day. A happy Christmas around you, and happy new year. And until I do see you again, either be it tonight, or in the new year, or next week, it's goodbye from me, Steve Bishop. And we found the Links jingle now, so we're able to have some jingles at the top of the hour. And also, Andy Davis is raring to go, aren't you, Andy? Yes, right, go on. No? Not yet? No, he's not prepared yet. He's still playing. He's still looking for some records. Hold on. It's about 1 minute to 2 o'clock, and he's still looking for a certain record for his show to start it off. Not too sure what it is, but I shall waffle on for a bit until he is prepared. Right, I think. You ready now, Andy? Go on. Give him it.
Coming soon to a theatre near your Aunt Ethel.
Andy Davis!
Such compliments. This is wonderful.
Can't understand what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah.
1966 Love Affair in Rainbow Valley. Good afternoon! Where does Steve get his energy from, eh? He hasn't stopped gabbing for the last 2 hours now. He's off to stuff himself with a 2 week premature Christmas pudding. Well, in the immortal words of Cool and the Gang, hidey hi. Young Andy till 3 o'clock. Thanks once again for all your letters. Thanks for phoning in last week. If you phoned in last week, we'll be giving you a mention in the next hour. About 30 seconds ago I mentioned Cool and the Gang, I also said Heidi Hi. And so we now have...
Sensational vocal group, the Impetigos!
Sensational group, Heidi Hi, Cool and the Gang. One of the many brilliant tracks from Stevie Wonder taken from the anthology album, I Don't Know Why I Love Yous, at 24 and a half past 2 o'clock. Next track is going out for Paul Grady. Nice to hear again from you, Paul, and also one for Tom and Kate. First of all, a joke. Why did the rocket stop working? Because it was fired. Right now is a boring record from Bucks Fizz. There are an absolutely amazing number of people who like Bucks Fizz. No accounting for taste. Alright, you like it once or twice. If you can't stand the heat, say hi to Linda Watkinson. Now, last week on one of our phone-ins, a Lorraine phoned up. I wanted a, should we say a rapping record? For Karen Roll, it says, and all at S&S College Liverpool, and of course Lorraine's sister Dawn. Well, we didn't have a rapping record with us, but by the magic of radio, here's something called Wham Rap.
Hello, darling audience. music vibrations.
Sam, I am a man.
And this is by Wham.
You can't tell me that I'm not.
Hey everybody, take a look at me. I've got street credibility. I may not have a job, but I have a good time with the boys that I meet down on the line. Said I don't need you, so you don't approve, but who asked you to? Hey, hey jerk, you work. This boy's got better things to do. Hell, ain't never gonna work. Get down in the dirt. To cruise, gonna live my life sharp as a knife. I found my groove and I just can't lose. See one style from head to toe. Cool cat, gonna let you know. I'm a soul boy, I'm a soul boy. Take pleasure in leisure, I believe in joy. We hit the heights, dancing shoes and pretty girls. Boys in leather, kiss girls in pearls. Hot damn, everybody, let's play. So they promised you a good job. No way. One, two, three, rest. Come on, everybody, don't need this class. With a hip-hop, white cool cat with a chill-be hat. Maybe leather and studs is the way you act. Make the most of everything. Don't let hard times stand in your way. Give a wham, give a bam, but don't give a damn. Cause the benefit gang are gonna pay. Now reach up high and touch your soul. The boss wham will help you reach that goal. It's gonna break your mama's heart. It's gonna break your daddy's heart. But you'll throw the dice and take my advice. Cause I know that you're smart. Can you dig this thing?
Oh, good stuff, eh? Yes, Wham and Wham Rap. Just had a gold Radio Wombat card stuffed in my face. Oh, mustn't mention other station names. Policy. We've got a letter here from Dirty Richard and the Cavemen. I know it is. I recognise the writing. It's signed Reg Smith and it's from FM Sound Productions Limited, Pinewood Studios, Liverpool, to Andrew Davis. Liam Morris, sir, I and my production team enclose a 1.5 hour non-stop music tape for your station. This is not a demo tape. All done in the best possible taste. All top quality records with Dolby noise reduction sounds good to me. Recorded at Pinewood Studios. Robin Blind rules okay. Peace be with you. And that's about it. Well, Reg Smith or Dirty Rich and the Cavemen, may I bid you for that letter one great big...
Thank you.
For you, Reg Smith, and Dirty Rich and the Cavemen, here's another boring record from Phil Collins.
How many heartaches must I spend?
26 minutes away from Mr. Kevin Hall. Phil Collins and You Can't Hurry Love. Still prefer the Diana Ross Supremes version, which is Yonks and Young Souls. Well, you're listening to Merseyside's AM thingy at the moment. Now, it is competition time. It's a very difficult competition. You've got to study it. And this is where I am genuinely going to give away a once-played-only copy of the album The Human League, Love and Dancing. All I want to know, who is this?
And the beat goes on, and the beat goes on.
Here's a job. I want a job. Go on. Here's a job. Any job. Here's a job. I want a job. Go on. Here's a job. Any job. I've been a pastorer, a chippy. Sparks when I put on a plug. I was a cocky on the docks, but me mates robbed everything they could. I've been on the odd with a daft old sod, had his boots made from camelids. Been a bricky, got sacked. I soon sorted that one out. Get a job, I want a job, go on. Get a job, any job. Get a job, I want a job, go on. Get a job, any job. Get a job, I want a job, go on. Get a job, any job. You need a humper, I can do that. A driver, eh? I can do that. I can dig old.
Well, have you sussed it yet? That's this week's competition. We're all doing competitions, you know. I promise a once-played copy of The Human League, Love and Dancing. The first person, well, who gets it right. Who is it? What's the title?
Go on.
Well, here's a clue. The title is Giz a Job. Who is it? Okay. Right, last week on the phone, in about four or five persons requested a new soft cell record. Let's sort of whiz through them on our MFR computer here. Paul Grady asked for soft cell when he phoned in last week. Also, Fiona, Dave and Claire asked for some soft cell. And Ian Iredale in West Kirby asked for some soft cell. And Gwyn Thomas also wanted some soft cell. So, 7 days later, here's a new single. Suspicion it'll make number one in the next week or two. Soft cell, where the heart is. Did a little survey last week. Went out and asked about, well, 10 people anyway.
for their order of a Soft Cell Greatest Hits album. And number one position, without a doubt, was Torch. It's my favourite track as well, so try and play that one there between 6 and 7 this evening. Now let's recap. The people who wanted Soft Cell were Paul Grady and Wigan, Fiona, Dave and Claire of No Fixed Address, also Ian Iredale in West Kirby, and Gwyn Thomas, who I think lives in Rock Ferry. Just before 20 minutes away from Kevin Hall, I'll even give you a sneak preview of his first record when he queues it up. He's arrived, he really is here this week. The most old-fashioned as duffel coat you've ever seen. Now listen, we've given out the mailing address quite a few times already, but if you'd like to write to us, well, it's number 3 Palm Grove, Close and Birkenhead on Merseyside. We won't be on next week, but we're back to normal a week after, so we're having our Christmas break already, 3 weeks into the station, and we're already having a break, so don't write to us for next week, but the week after, everything's back to normal. Here's Rain now by a gentleman called Billy Griffin. Billy Griffin wanting somebody to hold him tighter in the rain. Any offers out there? Well, you'll have to write to his mailing address, wherever that may be. Well, back to Mr. Kevin Hall. He's very cold at the moment, and he'd like to sort of give you his weather report for this Sunday. Thanks, Kev, it's up to you. So, Kevin, you get yourself ready. You've got 80 minutes to go. Two faithful listeners have asked me to play Shalimar and Friends. They are Debbie Hayward and Mark Teague. Or Teague, or Marge. This is Shalimar.